All right, we've been discussing about the Kedushat Beit Knesset, so some ideas from Rav Schechter's Sfarim. So one idea about Kedushat Beit Knesset is the idea of Tznius. Tznius we normally associate with women, but it has application for men as well. And it's not only covering up one's body as well. Now, Rav Schechter quotes a number of Gemaras on this. I'll just mention some of the Gemaras. The Gemara mentions in Masechet Yoma, it says, Tan Rabbanan, Shavabanim Ayula L'Kimchit. The Gemara mentioned there's this woman, Kimchit, who had seven sons. They all served as Kohanim Gedolim, which is a tremendous achus. She's one mother with seven sons who all serve as Kohanim Gedolim. Some Rulach HaKamim Ma'asich Zachit L'Kas. The Chachamim said, what did you do to be Zoche to have seven sons who were Kohanim Gedolim? So Amra Lahem, Yamayla Ru'u Korot Beiti Kalei Sari. He says, the beams of my house never saw like the locks of my hair, meaning that even like a from woman, she'll cover the hair when she leaves the house, but even when she was in the house, she kept the hair covered. That's the idea. She had a tremendous amount of tznius. So Rav Schechter wants to say that, you see, the tznius is connected with Hashrat Shechina. She was so careful with her tznius, she was zochet to have children who serve Lefdai Lefdim and the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. And then he quotes the Rashi in Parshas Truma. It says, we know that the Mishkan had different coverings. So the lowest covering was fabric. There were different strips of fabric that were a covering on the Mishkan, and then it flopped over the front of the Mishkan. It was like, if you look at the Shulchan here, the way this covering flops over in front, that's the way it was with the Mishkan as well. So the so Rashi brings down the Chafaltai Rishishita Mopaneya Oel Doma Lekala Tznua Mechusa B'sif Alpaneya. Rashi says it's like a kala, like a bride who covers with a veil her face, and it was with tznius. So what is Rashi getting at with that? So he wants to say maybe it means because it's a chus of tznius, there was zocha for gilui shechina the Mishkan. In other words, and he says, and it's beforeish and parshas ki tzei, the pasuk says below yirebachai ravata var mishav mei acharecha, that when you have, like, God shouldn't see like something shameful about you, something naked about you, and retreat away from you. So you see that tznius is very much connected to Hashrat Shechina. So it means that, you know, every person, but, you know, especially women when they come to shul, you know, your wives or your daughters, you know, they should know to cover up appropriately. You know, women today do all sorts of things, but, you know, that's a lack of dressing properly, you know, impacts on everyone. That's one aspect of tznius. But, you know, he says that people make the mistake that tznius is just like covering up like a part on the body, but the tznius has other implications as well. So he quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Ki Tisa. It's the Medrash says that the first luchot, the first tablets, were given bepumbi, were given very publicly. In other words, you have Matan Torah, so the whole world's there, you know, all Klal Yisrael's there in Har Sinai, and so it's given with a lot of like flash, and everybody sees it around. So the Fichach Shalta B'Mayin HaRab Nishtabru. So the Gemara, the Medr says, in the end, they were broken. It was like an Ayin Hara. Like, I can't get into all details with this, like an evil eye, but the evil eye means I'm not doing it in a sneistic way, and I'm causing. So he says, you could say, all right, anyways, then it got broken. So, but then, for the second luchot, so Hashem said, psalacha, just, you know, you, like Shtiller Haid Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll chisel it out, you know, in a corner somewhere. So he says, ein lecha yafeh minat tznius. So the Medrash says, nothing's better than tznius. So he says, the Medrash uses the term tznius, got nothing to do with covering the body or uncovering the body. Tznius is like conduct. In other words, I'm acting, you know, more like humble. I'm not like flashing everything in front of everyone. And the Kehoda Pasuk in the Medrash, he says, Ma Hashem Doresh Mucha, he says, like, you know, it's a Pasuk from Hosea, like doing a little King James version. What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Right? Ki Masot Mishpat, but to do justice, Vabat Chesed, to love kindness, Vatznei Alechet Im Elokecha, and to walk humbly with your God. So the Gemara Masechet Sukkah says, what does it mean, Vatznei Alechet Im Elokecha? So Gemara says that, let me see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Azot Mishpat Zadin, doing justice, it means, Shutu Kamashra, I do everything al Pi Halacha. Ba'avat chesed zukim min chasadim. Ba'avat chesed is doing chesed with people, kindness. Ba'hatznei alechad im alokecha zu hotzara meid v'achnasat kal l'chupa. Walking humbly with your God refers to taking out, means the levaya. You're at a levaya or hachnasat kal l'chupa. So Rashi learns a couple of pshatim here. So Rashi takes it that even there I have to act with tznius. In other words, let's say I'm celebrating. I should be soiv midanai. I shouldn't like stuff the food in my mouth. Like, you know, I should act with tznius when I'm eating. He says v'smoch midanai, and I should be celebrating in a proper fashion, not, you know, getting drunk and behaving, you know, improperly. You know, I'm careful what I say and what I do, even when I'm celebrating. He says here, v'yeshomrim, some say, Rashi says, if a person, it's a different shot, if a person needs to spend money for a person to be buried. In other words, he's going to help out, and he's going to arrange the person to be buried, or he's going to pay for a wedding, for a poor kala. He says, Ya'aseh b'tzina, v'lolema kami mandhul yadada avdikain. He should do it quietly. In other words, he shouldn't tell people he's doing it. They don't need to know. That's his business. He knows that's for him. That's hatznei alechanim alokecha. So again, you see that tznius is used in a way, but it's not talking about the way you're dressed. It's the way you conduct yourself has to be in a tzniustic way. So he says that Chazal, so it comes out from Chazal, these sort of tznius, everybody has to act that way. And in other words, he says you shouldn't be a big noise in shul. You know, you shouldn't attract attention to yourself. It means if I walk into shul with a pink polka dot jacket, so you say, what's wrong with walking into shul with a pink polka dot jacket? Because it attracts attention. In other words, I shouldn't walk. That's not proper. That's not derech tznius to walk in. Never mind the, you know, sartorial part of it. You know, this fashion. But let's assume it would be the fashion. You know what I mean? But it's not a tzniustic way that a person should conduct himself. So the idea is, there's more to talk about with this thing with tznius. I just want to like touch on the topic. So the idea is that part of the kedusha of a shul is dressing and acting properly in shul. I mean, aside from the fact, you know, there are points in davening, a person shouldn't speak and things like that. But a person has to, you know, women have to be dressed properly, men have to behave properly in shul, with a tzniustic way. In other words, and be shtil or hate. In other words, you should be with tznius, and with tznius we bring hashrat shechina. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? What's up?
Could you repeat the
pasuk
that you read from Moshe one more time?
Yeah, he says, Maha Shem Elokecha.
So why in Shemon Esrei we switch the order? First we say Chesed Urachamim and then we say Sadeh.
So what do we say in our tefillah? Let's quote the line. Let me hear. What do we say in Shemon Esrei?
Chesed Urachamim, Sadekenu Bemishpat.
Wait, what's the whole bracha there?
Oh,
so again, chesed uberachamim mitzadkinim b'mishpat. So I have to look into it, but the two are not, one is not similar to the other one. In other words, we're asking that the din that Hashem does, in other words, that's a whole totally different, in other words, this pasuk is saying how you should conduct yourself. There we're asking Hashem that you're going to restore justice, we restore the Sanhedrin, but with that, we want to act with chesed and rachamim.
We have the same order when we say be'elastichdi le'olam, be'elastichdi
b'seder,
chesed
b'seder u'mishpat, chesed
u'rachamim. Chesed u'rachamim.
Yeah, all right, so I don't know. I'm going to have to leave that on. I don't know. Okay, all right, that's going to be it for tonight. Rabbi Chananel, Kishon, Baruch, Hazak, Kosev, Yifah.